It's fantastic. I mean, I'm a smart motherfucker because I was breastfed till I was 8. Ask my mom on that one.
To be fair, that's a joke. I have had breast milk. I was just too young to remember it.
And I was too old to savor it. That's a joke again. That's another joke. Oh man, sick. No, I don't drink breast. I don't drink breast milk, and I don't find pleasure from that. I don't remember it because I was a kid, and I was probably never breastfed, and I was probably formula fed because I'm a fucking idiot. So no, I love milk though. I really do.
So good. So speaking of breast milk, there was one time back.
I'm gonna keep saying it. Pay your fucking dues. It's the name of the goddamn podcast.
We've definitely paid our dues.
I cracked it before the filming, so now I can't get that crisp.
You mean like?
Yeah, perfect. Like that. Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bros and hoes, my name is Ash Kennedy, and this is going to be another episode of Pay Your Dues.
Pay Your Dues.
As usual, make sure to hit that follow button or that subscribe button if you're newer here and you have not already. And also remember to pay your own dues by subscribing to the OnlyFans for exclusive access to that visual podcast. It's onlyfans.com/payyourdues. Boys, tonight I am being joined by a previously frequent guest. It has been over a year. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm applause for the return of Daddy Roe.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. Thank you all. No, please. Please. No, please stop. Please stop. Please stop. No, stop. Oh, you guys are too kind. Stop it. Stop. Thank you. All right. Sit down. Sit down.
Yeah, so.
It's good to be back, buddy.
Last time that you were here, it was the end of August last year.
No, it wasn't. Was it really?
It's been that long. Yeah.
It's been that long, really. Wow. And what the fuck did we talk about last time? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. All no I know idea. Is the intro clip to that podcast was basically something along the lines of, I was talking about on being on dating apps.
Okay.
There was some chick in her bio that said, by the way, I'm pregnant right now. And I was talking about how my go-to first date normally is to get drinks. Well, that's off the table for her.
Right.
And then you said, very, very edgy, you said, maybe you should take her out to drinks anyway, do her a favor.
Right. Yeah, okay. It's kind of coming back to me now. But I'd be remiss if I didn't take this moment to document a little bit of a snap, you know,
so in the last year and a month, how long has that, wait, so no, not how long, I know how long it's been. What has been going on since then?
Oh man, not a whole lot. I mean, you know, still a loser. you gotta cue it there, right there. No, I didn't think. Right, I'm gonna have way too much fucking fun with this sound, this bun track tonight, right? We can say that. Doing a lot of stuff. Grinding. Still. What have I done since August of last year? Wow. Not a whole lot, folks. No, I'm working a job now. Still considering a future in school, whether that's an MBA or a JD. We'll see. We'll see what the gods have for me in store. Working with campaigns right now, working with politics. It's a fun time. you know, just can it's midterm season. Get out and vote. Woohoo. Yeah, it's coming up November 8th. And yeah, the last since June, July, been doing a lot of stuff with that nonstop. It's pretty busy season. We'll see what it holds after that. You know, if there's some runoffs, we might do some stuff down there. I might go travel, do that for a little bit, dealing with whatever election runoffs we got to do, and maybe a little bit of other jobs after that. We'll see. I don't know. Just kind of going with the flow, enjoying my time. Here for a good time, not a long time, and that's kind of my vibe. So
here paying our dues,
paying our dues. Just as you know, the best thing of politics I could possibly do is here to pay my dues and someday get canceled. But you know, that's a story for another time. So,
so what's it like being back here in the same condo that I used to live in full time? I never thought there was going to be another podcast recorded in this thing.
No, this was, and this was definitely, I mean, you could say it was not planned tonight. It was kind of a spur of a moment thing. And, you know, we kind of talked about it joking a little bit earlier, but, no, it's wild. You know, when I stopped by here yesterday, it was, crazy to walk in here. A lot of good memories in here. A lot of the dudes, a lot of the bros, and yeah. Paying our dues, you know, back to back. And it's good to finally be back paying dues in this apartment, in this condo. It was a lot of good times here.
Having that studio back here, that was a nice studio to have.
Yeah, it's funny when I walked in and I immediately
took the right.
I took a right and I was like, you know, let's go hit the podcast. And I was like, wait, what the fuck am I doing? It's not there anymore.
It hasn't been there for over a year.
No, it was weird. It was like a habit to just walk in, take off my shoes and hit a right and get a brew along the way. And walked into the room with the lights off, dark room, nothing in there. I was like, wait, this feels out of place. Not at all.
Yeah, it's
not at all what I was expecting, you know.
It's a bit different around here these times.
Yeah. So it's good though. It's good. The sound's you know, a lot better with less shit in here. So that's a joke, but
it's a bit odd. I mean, it's you know, the things you get into on a Wednesday night though.
Right.
Whatever happens, happens. I wasn't even supposed to be here at this time. I was originally supposed to be coming back tomorrow.
Right. Right.
Tomorrow on Thursday, which by the time this uploads, it's going to be past that. But I was supposed to be getting back on Thursday.
Right.
Going to Iowa City and, you know, just spending the entire time there for that Michigan game where news flash folks, the number 4 Michigan Wolverines are losing on Saturday.
Yep. Yep.
I was only supposed to be here for that, but, you know, I came here a few days earlier because this hurricane has deemed that it's not safe to travel.
Apparently not.
Through a hurricane. Can you believe that?
You know, it's funny you say that. I just saw a little bit of a meme today. And it was like, oh, this storm's coming or something along those lines. And it just showed the huge, you know, Hurricane Ian over the panhandle, just absolutely swamping it. It showed all these planes just going around it. You just got to imagine, like, what the fuck's it like being on that flight? Or if you're leaving, or it looks like some of them were coming in. Can you imagine that?
So there's this girl that I matched with on two apps. I think it was Hinge and Bumble. We're trying to get together soon, by the way. I don't know anything about like why it hasn't worked out so far. It's just like there's been some complications. She is from the Midwest as well. She was in Chicago this last week.
Okay.
And I saw on Snap, she's in Florida now. And I was like, you chose to come back to Florida just to go right into the storm.
Right.
What's it like down there right now? She's like, it's not that bad, but it's kind of bad.
Huh.
A tornado touched down like within 10 minutes of where I live.
Oh, wow. That's wild. So, I mean, I knew about all that tornado stuff coming along with the hurricane, but I didn't think anything actually touched down or anything. That's wild.
So, yeah. When I left on Tuesday, the airports in West Palm and Fort Lauderdale completely not operating, but Miami was, which, like, it's not super far away from
me. It's always sunny in Miami, you know, so.
It's not super far from those two other cities, but Miami was the only airport running. She said she got in at 2 a.m.
Wow.
And I left at like 6 a.m. So, you know, maybe passed her on the interstate
right
on the way back.
A little crossover. You couldn't sneak off there for a nice, not nooner in this case. What do you call that early morning?
I don't know.
Early morning?
Early bird?
Right, if they call it a nooner, what do you call the morning? Early morning sex? But that's not the same thing.
I don't know. Something about it in the morning just hits different, though, I will say.
For sure. You're like half asleep and groggy as shit from the night before if you've been drinking hard, and you're like, got this chick here.
But you're sobering up. You're waking up.
Right.
You're waking up on that kickstand. And
right. God knows you probably had some great, decent sex, right, that night before, took her home, and you're like, oh, it's great, but you know what's better? The fucking early morning sex where you're just like, nothing, can't hold me back now. This is the goodbye, fuck you on the way out type of deal, right?
I'm gonna be honest. I think in my life, I cannot call out a single time that I've had like the best lay of my life, but I know one thing. It happened in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfect. Just... yeah, it doesn't even compare.
No.
Something about just waking up, as I said, you're on that kickstand. You know what I mean by the kickstand. You're just honest.
You're turned up, ready to fire up and go, and you're just ready to hit it.
You have your agenda.
Yep. You're ready to start the day on a good foot. A good third foot, that
you're
is.
Ready to start you're ready to start the day with a win.
Exactly. So. But yeah, thanks for having me. You know, it's great to be back here. And yeah, it's wild. It was just crazy. Does what's her name still live? About three apartments down. Is she still? If you're listening to this, it's probably a fat chance you're listening to this. But come swing by. You know.
If this was live streaming,
I know, right? If this was live, come on down. It's been a while. Be good to see you.
Talking about what's her name? I know what her name is. I don't know. I think
let's call her I. We'll put it as I guess.
Yeah, I want to say that she still lives here, but I don't know. It's been so long.
I don't know.
Wait, so you said that? So she's obviously good looking, but you said she's not that smart.
No, well. Yeah, no, she's kind of like, you know, it's one of those things where, hey, you're tripping me up already, damn. These hot pressing questions only on Pay Your Dues podcast. You know, she's one of those chicks that's like, common sense, not really there, but kind of book smart, you know what I'm talking about? Mm.
She's academic.
Yeah, she's studious. She's a scholar.
As they say on TikTok nowadays, academic weapon.
Academic weapon, right, exactly. Yeah, no, yeah. But we could still call it, you know, kind of just common sense stupid. But.
As in, like, if she's out on the streets, she just is unaware of...
Yeah, she's out there blind like it's... like it's Bird Box on Netflix, and she's just like, where the fuck am I? Well, you can tell we've had a couple tonight, can't you? Speaking of that.
You know, tonight was long, but it wasn't, no, actually, it wasn't even that long. We left at 1 a.m., right?
Not compared to your night last night with, what's his nickname? What did you call him?
Pool Man?
No, you're thinking of Ankeny Guy. I'm talking about the guy we were with last night.
Boatman.
That's Boatman?
Wait, what are you talking about? Guy from Ankeny.
Oh, Poolman. Yes, it is Poolman. You're right. That was my bad. No,
our experience.
Skip that part out. Yeah, Poolman. I know what you're talking about.
The experience last night, I mean.
Boatman is Ankeny, yes.
I mean, it's Wednesday now, but.
You should just call it Jacuzzi. Skinny dipping man is what you should call it.
Hey, that's illegal, so that never happened. Yeah. That never happened. What is that one song by The Weeknd called?
It's not skinny. It's not illegal if it's private property that you own.
What's that one song by The Weeknd called? Oh, yeah.
I was never there.
No, so anyways, we were... It was. We were at Shotgun Betty's last night. You know, so it's a Wednesday. We're recording this. This was Tuesday. We're talking about hell of a way to welcome back to Iowa. Shotgun Betty's is always the move because the pool man picked me up from the airport last time I came back during the 4th of July weekend. He was driving me back to his place because I was staying on his couch.
Right.
He didn't even take me back to his place to drop my bags off. We just went straight to Shotgun Betty's.
Best way to do it.
Started just ripping shots.
Best way to do it. Betty's is always a warm welcome.
And then last night we just went there as well because it was the only place in West Des Moines that had some people at it.
Some lively human hot bodies in there, right? And when I say hot bodies, like a solid six, probably on a good Miami night, if you want to say it.
And I mean, I guess that turned into taking three Irish car bombs on it. Oi, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
Oi, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it was.
Oi!
It was a interesting night, to say the least.
It was. It was a good time. It was, you know, I only had a couple drinks and was good, you know, after the 4 or 5 hours hanging out last night. Drove home. But you guys were having a great time. I mean, we had some karaoke going on, right?
Yeah, so me and the pool man, we sang two songs, as a matter of fact. So right. Up first, we sang the Night Shift by John Party.
Yep.
Great song because we were actually telling the story about on a podcast long time ago, my friend's drunk driving story. And basically, when he was doing that, so he got busted, so no need to cancel me over it. He's already in trouble. He's done his time.
He's paid his dues, all right?
Yeah, he's
done. Leave us alone, cancel culture.
He has done his time already. So anyways, he was drunk driving, and this night, he kept playing the song Night Shift by John Party.
Right.
That was
right.
Just the fucking...
Yeah, I brought the shots up for you guys. I mean, granted, I'm not a huge country fan. I kind of knew it, though, but had to, wet your whistles with a good shot, and it's all you needed. You guys went up. I wet the whistle so well, you guys went up for a second round of karaoke, which you sang...
Mambo, not number three, not number four.
Not number one or two.
The fifth.
The fifth.
Mambo, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number five.
Yeah, great song. I mean, obviously that rendition we just did.
Well,
explained
that
it well.
That was the thing is that's like a fun song, a very upbeat.
It is.
It's a very upbeat song. But in my mind, though, there is like the song does bring back some memories. I don't say PTSD from it, but
get the sprinkles.
We had some back in the day, back at the university when I was
get the sprinkles.
Yeah,
for the boys who know what that is, get the sprinkles.
Had some. Stuff that happened when I was a pledge, and they put Mambo number five on repeat while that happened.
Yeah.
So, it's a fun song, but it was not fun what was happening at that
time. Look at Sprinkles the same way again after that. Or Mambo number five, for that matter.
when you had not given the standing ovation for Mambo's number one, two, three, and four. Oh, here comes the number five.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's been a thing on TikTok recently where it's like...
Oh, is it real? Oh, is that a...
Because like he starts
to... Yeah, you're talking to the old geriatric fuck here who doesn't go on TikTok, except for just the good quality from Pay Your Dues. Actually, legit, I have a TikTok. One of the only people I follow is this podcast, no joke. And you should too.
Yeah, at Pay Your Dues on TikTok. So the thing is about Mambo number five. He says at the beginning of the song, there's the applause...
The applause.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number five. He announces it like there's the other four Mambos in front of it. Are there? Is there a Mambo? That's one,
part,
two,
that,
three,
is that part of the album? I don't
know.
I'm assuming that's part of the album, number one through five. Mambo number one, two, three, four, five. Part of the album.
Maybe it is.
Is there a six, though?
Is there a Mambo number 10? To be twice as good.
Hang on,
as
we still skip 7, 8, 9. So you don't know. You don't know what these Mambos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So you know those memes where it's like when God made blank, and it's like him like pouring something in, then it's like, oops, poured a lot. Yes.
Yep.
There was one that I saw like years back, and it's like when God made Mambo number 5. he's pouring it in, and it says a little bit of, and he's pouring Monica in my life. Yeah.
I knew it. I already knew exactly what you're going to say. That's funny. That's perfect. That is perfect.
So you're saying that you may just say, screw it, and come to Iowa City this weekend for the Michigan game.
I mean, yeah, I work weekends a lot. If you are watching this on the, where's this filming going again? Where do you post it
only
on?
OnlyFans.
That's right, OnlyFans. If you're watching this OnlyFans right now, granted, or you're listening to me, you can't tell, but I just changed from a Busch Light to some good old Highland 2% reduced fat milk. Goes great after drinking.
I mean, especially after coming from the bar close, we got the, not even bar close, just bar leaving early. And
I can feel the curdle in my stomach right now with the beer. Oh.
Going to the Hertz Donuts. The milk goes good with a donut.
Well, that's why I bought it, right? Had that strawberry-filled donut and that pink donut. That is emblematic from the Homer trademark at The Simpsons, you know? Might have to take that out, but...
You ever notice how, like, in, like, movies and stuff?
Yeah.
How when somebody drinks milk straight, they're like a psycho?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Why is... What do you mean? Milk tastes good.
Because I'm a psycho? Probably.
Dude, milk is good. I don't care if it's chocolate
milk. Is fucking good.
It's fucking good.
You know, and I... Honestly, hands down, my favorite, breast milk. Don't quote me on it. You've never had it. Don't laugh. It's fantastic. I mean, I'm a smart motherfucker because I was breastfed till I was 8. Ask my mom on that one.
To be fair,
that's a joke.
I have had breast milk. I was just too young to remember it.
And I was too old to savor it. That's a joke again. That's another joke. Oh man, sick. No, I don't drink breast. I don't drink breast milk, and I don't find pleasure from that. I don't remember it because I was a kid, and I was probably never breastfed, and I was probably formula fed because I'm a fucking idiot. So no, I love milk though. I really do.
I do.
So good.
So speaking of breast milk, there was one time. Back
speaking of breast milk.
There was one time back at the university, we were at the dining hall.
Okay.
This was like early, like in the semester. Like I hadn't even known you very much. And I already know where this is going. You were drinking milk out of the glass and your cup was empty. And you said to everybody, all right, I'm going to go grab some more breast milk.
That's... I definitely remember that. Catlett? Yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, something about that milk in there was just straight from the breast milk of freshman moms, you know? Just straight. Another joke. There we go. Thank you. Perfect. Rim shots are great. Rim jobs are not, though. Rim jobs are not. Another one on it. All right, I'm done. No, seriously, I remember that shit. That's when you were a pledge, right?
Yeah.
That's great that you remember that. Yeah. Wow. I had not thought about that in a long time. Catlett food, though. Wow. Like.
I was not a fan of Catlett.
Oh, really? I mean, I like some of the, like, it was kind of like new wave, like.
What? So, the thing about.
Different for the university.
People that didn't go to Iowa won't understand this, but basically, like, Catlett, the aesthetic of the whole dining hall obviously was the best on campus. You see the river. Everything's like bright colored. It looks good.
Brand new.
I don't like the way that there's like the food all spread out and then you just kind of sit wherever. I like Burge and Hillcrest because you have the area that you pick up your food. Then you have the designated sit down area.
You know, not to mention Catlett had some okay and like also like some couple like really great dishes. They had some weird shit in there like super new wave like. We're going to try to make you healthy and, like, eat this, like, fucking deconstructed chicken pot pie burrito bowl, like, with, like, some random shit like that. That's not even probably a thing. But Burge.
I prefer to go to Burge.
Burge. Oh, man, I lived in that dorm, not to be biased or anything. But that had some of the mini corn dogs Oh man, that mini corn dog, like when that would kick in on like a Wednesday or whatever the fuck that was some of the best food, just menu nights
so,
for sure.
I would get breakfast every day. So both
breakfast was
so,
good there.
So
yeah.
Catlets, I will give them the I don't know. I'll give them the edge that they have the omelet bar open all day.
Yeah, that's right.
But
that's
Burge right. has the omelet bar open only during breakfast and right. only Monday through Thursday, I believe. But their
wild memory.
Their omelet, the omelet bar at Burge was fucking superior because if you got meat with it, they would cook the meat into the eggs. So they would start frying like the ham, the bacon, whatever. And then they'd pour the eggs on it.
I do remember that. Yeah. Whereas it made a difference for the omelet.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Whereas Catlett, they made everything separate, then they put it into the omelet. It's still good, but
like a Burge omelet.
When it's in the egg, just like it's all, I don't even want to say soaked.
Wet soap. That reminds me of the fucking Meat Canyon. Oh, so fucking good.
As I was saying about milk, though.
Milk.
Drinking milk. Why do people think that's a psycho move?
Yeah, I don't know, but like all terrible things in life with opinions, I only hear that coming from women a lot of the time.
Like, well, so an example that I saw was
where did it go? Thank you. All right, that was. I can't read. Fuck. Okay.
A thing that I saw on YouTube one time, I don't remember the guy's name, don't remember the channel, but he was basically saying, he was like, so I'm drinking milk right now, but I'm eating cookies with it because you have to eat cookies or do something with it because if you drink milk on its own, you're a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, and that's how the argument is. You can't have it as a singular form of food, right? Even though it's a complete food, which is super random.
I disagree with that. I'll eat milk. I'll do,
no, no, no. I'm saying that's the argument that guy was making, right? You can't have it as a singular form of food. You've got to have it with something. That's what I'm saying, right? Which I think is a bullshit argument. Right.
Maybe we're both just psychos.
No, milk is considered a complete meal, right? It's a protein. It's got it's got a bunch of nutrients you need in life. So got milk. All right.
What's the got milk from?
The got milk campaign. You remember that? Like you're like elementary school, middle school before Michelle Obama tore that shit, out and just ruined it.
I know what it is. Like was that Hershey's or?
No, it's just an ad campaign by milk producers or something like that. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that. But
anyways, no,
Can we talk about the food before and after Michelle Obama?
In one second, though. But what the guy was talking about, though, he was like, if you drink milk on your own, you're a psychopath. Because he said, you watched the movie A Clockwork Orange. Opening scene, they're at the milk bar, just drinking milk on its own. Have you seen A Clockwork Orange?
Yes. I'm more familiar with the book. I read a little bit of it.
So A Clockwork Orange, basically, like they're showing I don't need to go too deep into the movie, but they're at this milk bar.
Right.
Where there's just like these women statues, like, and you get the milk out of their tits, put it in your glass. Yep. And the guy's like, this guy opens the movie drinking a glass of milk on its own. Then he goes and he rapes a chick.
Right. Yes.
So it's like,
that's a good spark notes right there. The book too.
I guess like if that's his argument for drinking milk on its own, but there's more to the story than that.
Yeah, there definitely is. It's a fantastic movie though. Very good movie.
I've watched it. I was kind of caught off guard, but I've only watched it one time.
Yeah, no spoilers. No spoilers here.
But school lunches went downhill back. You were almost out of high school at that time, right?
No, I was still like had a good amount of high school, I think. Like at least 2, maybe 3 years. Yeah, because I remember having a good like, a good ass like freshman year of it, maybe going to my sophomore. Well, granted, I didn't go to public. I went to a good Catholic school because I was a good parochial boy, you know. So,
The private school really saved you from the temptations.
That's right. The devil is terrible, and God's always there to save me. Don't forget it, folks. That's right. Now, please, would you just buy this holy water from us, and we'll send you it in the mail? Now I was going into some preacher stuff there.
Give us.
We're not that program. We're not going to sell you holy water at all. But.
give us your offering money, and in exchange, we'll give you some virgin wine and stale bread.
Yes, yes. And then we might go to jail over all that stuff we did. That's what happens a lot. We go to prison because of fraud, but, you know. No, yeah, it was like a year of like, it might have been two. You could be right. It could have been towards, I guess, my way out. But, yeah, it was a good couple years of pretty damn good unhealthy food, right? We'll call it what it is. But it was good, right? Fantastic food. I remember we had some monster cookies that were giant. We had an ice cream machine. Gone. Just donezo. They reduced the monster cookie to like this fucking small shit that was like, it just didn't suffice, you know? You had to buy like three cookies to make it a monster cookie now. So now they're just upcharging. And then the ice cream machine, it's gone. There's no ice cream now for dessert at all at lunch. It was like some bullshit, like, I don't know, fruit tart. I don't know what the fuck. That's not even that. I don't know if that's exactly correct. But it was some bullshit fucking dessert. And I was like, you know what? You know.
So my lunch thing back in high school, they used to have the a la carte where you could go up. There's obviously like the base meal that is served every day.
The a la carte was the best food. Absolutely.
The a la carte normally was the best food.
Yes.
But they had it there where they just made a fuck load of cookies. And you go up, three of them are one, three cookies are like $1, I think.
Well, that's way better. Maybe I should have gone to public. Damn.
And all I know is that I think it was my sophomore year of high school was when like that stuff was like started getting changed, and okay, you couldn't get the cookies like that anymore.
Okay. So then did they charge the same, or was it?
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I don't even know what. So what was the purpose behind that? Was it to make food healthier, to like serve less food, or?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of portion control. And like, if you remember like the food pyramid, right, growing up, and then they changed it to a whole like my plate thing is what I think they called it. The would have been the Obama administration. And they like pretty much like took a plate and like portioned it out with like all the healthy stuff you should have. And they like served that too. And it I mean, Whole Foods are not that tasty. Let's be real. I mean, there's some good Whole Food products, but yeah, we'll be real. It's not like the best, but yeah, no, they like, yeah, to make it healthier. You know, I think they're trying to cut down on, what do you call
child
it?
Obesity?
Childhood adolescent obesity, right, is what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, remember, I didn't have this at my school. I don't know if you had this at yours. I mean, we're private, public, different. But I remember some other people, at least maybe not here, but in bigger cities across the country, there was like, they would have restaurants in the school for like certain distributors or like food places.
My school was too small for that.
Yeah. And I could see that. Yeah, I get that. But like in bigger cities, I swear to God, I knew somebody that like had a Panda Express as part of their school lunch, like in there, like a la carte. You can buy it a la carte. And I'm sure just putting fast food in there really, really helped out the obesity, you know, epidemic in our country.
Panda Express slaps. I had it for lunch today. Ah,
oh, it's so good.
It's so good. I know that Iowa State has one like in their union.
Yes, but I do remember that. Well, that's college is a little bit different, you know, but like when it's elementary into high school, I definitely remember hearing stories about that, at least at the high school level, like having, I'm pretty sure that I knew a school that had like a Starbucks and like, it was wild.
I mean, I don't know. For my high school, like I remember it changed, but it wasn't a drastic change for us. It was just like the kind of food or the amount.
It was big for us, but that could be because of like federal, like lunch dollars and private probably affects a lot of it. So, you know, not to get policy heavy on it, but yeah. Nothing like a good school lunch being fucking ruined.
Like if there's kids that are having trouble like controlling how much they eat or what they eat in high school, then they go to college and you have that dorm food where it's just like all you can eat, they're fucked.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's not gonna be that freshman.
I don't
it's not gonna be the freshman 15. It's gonna be the freshman 40.
Yeah, I don't think that is necessarily the school's responsibility to teach that. that's a parent issue. If you're if you teach your kids bad habits of like how to eat like shit, it's not the school doing that.
Probably.
They're going to choose the shitty stuff at school that they're used to because of the shitty habits at home, right? So when they grow up and don't know better and go to college and they're like, "Oh, I'm going to eat the fucking same shit," right? It's what it is. And I'm guilty of it. We're all guilty of it in a sense. I'm sure we have some unhealthy food items at home, you know, meals that our parents cooked. But like, you know, it's control, right?
Shit, I live off mac and cheese.
Like, yeah, no, yeah, right? And I'm sure that's a comfort food for you. It's just something you're used to, something you like. Easy, right? It's crazy how, like, psychology affects a lot of what we eat, too. It's absolutely wild. Absolutely wild.
The way I view it is just that it's easy to make. And the amount of dishes to clean up is minimal. It's just...
Yeah, but habit makes, like... You know, lifelong habit, choices.
Habit is the biggest thing of it,
right? And you probably have been used to making it since. How old were you the first time you made it?
Probably like 10.
Yeah, you just probably be used to making it for over 10 years now. Over 10 years, right?
Yeah, it's good though.
It's wild. Oh, it slaps! I love mac and cheese
every single time.
Put some like kind of hot dogs in that shit. Ooh,
some weenie mac.
Oh yeah, super good, super good.
I remember there was one time back in college when I was making some weenie mac, and I was boiling the hot dogs before I poured like the noodles in there.
Yep.
And I Snapchatted the picture of like the right. pan to some chick.
Right.
And then she was like, "Are those hot dogs?"
Right. Like, how dare you fucking do that? Like, you know.
Well, the first time I had it, I was like, "What? This seems kind of odd." And then I ate it, and I was like, "Oh, it's fucking good."
But it's like it's such like a cheap meal option, but it's fantastic. Who cares? Like, fuck it. It's better than ramen, right?
So like the ramen noodles you get at the grocery store, yes, but like ramen.
Oh yeah, no, like actual ramen. Yeah, no, great. like from an actual ramen, like Asian ramen restaurant. Oh fuck yeah, I love ramen.
Yeah, our one friend who lives in New York City. When I went to visit him like a couple of months ago or something like that, he took me to this ramen place and it was stellar.
Honestly, we probably won't get to it since, you know, this time around, but next time you're here, well, I'll have to take you. There's this fantastic ramen place over here in West Des Moines, and it's called Hannah Ramen, and it's got some of the best, like, I like ramen, but I've never had a ramen place like this, and this is coming from big city ramen. I've had in, like, Minneapolis, Chicago, other places. And it slaps. You get like the egg yolk in it that just like breaks open.
Yep.
Oh, it's the smoothest shit I've ever had out of any.
Ooh.
Super good. And it's in fucking West Des Moines, Iowa. Out of all the random places in the world. All the random places.
Do you remember, what's the name of that one place that we went to where we got the hibachi? It's like in Urbandale.
Was it Taki? Taki. Taki has some great hibachi, some great tempura fried vegetables too, which sounds like not that good, but man, I mean, I don't really care for vegetables, but I'll eat vegetables that day or that way any day.
Dude, that way. That was so long ago that we went there. I just remember
that was a while ago.
I remember walking, like I parked my car on my own. I walked in, like the place doesn't look like anything on the outside.
No.
And then you walk in, it's just like this completely brand new, renovated, just like
different vibe
Asian restaurant. And it was nice.
Slapped. They
got the
sake. Was that for our birthdays? Was that for our birthdays around that?
I don't know if that was in celebration. Yeah, it was. Well, I don't know. Was it in celebration or
something? Yeah, because it was around our birthdays, and we said, fuck it, let's go. And I think it was more of yours. I could have swore it was for our birthdays.
There was no, your birthday back in 2020, we went to...
Where we go?
What's the hoo-ha? We went to hoo-ha on your birthday.
That was nothing like a good hoo-ha,
that was
though.
2 years ago. That's 2 years ago.
Over 2 years ago now.
Because me and the...
Two and like what? 2 months? 2 and 3 months? That, yeah. 2 years and 3 months? Wow.
And I remember me and the Lake Man, we just came from the pool at Lifetime.
Lake Man.
We were sunburnt as fuck during that.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. That's right. Oh, man. Nothing like a good Lifetime pool visit and not going to work out, but going to the pool and just having a couple brews.
Yeah. I don't miss that place. Well, no, I I do want to go to Lifetime because the thing is, where I'm at, the Lifetime down there in Boca Raton is like $180 a month.
No way.
It's expensive.
Wow.
Whereas like it's half that.
The Lifetime, yeah, the Lifetime here is like $90. Wow.
The thing is that I'm still trying to figure out a new gym to join. I've tried
Sex is a good gym. You ever tried that?
I have.
Boom.
I've only had one sex.
only one sex, two genders.
one thing that I've noticed, finding a good gym's hard.
Yeah.
Like, what I don't know if you've ever dabbled like with different gym franchises, but I did a free three day trial to LA Fitness. There's no LA Fitnesses around here.
No, not at all.
LA Fitness I went to is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, is it not on the like the premise of like an Orange Theory type of gig, you know?
So LA Fitness is like,
I thought it was more like an Orange Theory kind of thing.
I thought Orange Theory they do classes.
I thought they did that though at LA Fitness.
I think there are classes, but they're only at certain times and they're just like first come, first serve. Okay. Whereas like this has like most of LA Fitness was like a gym equipment where you work out on your own.
Okay.
The place was, I went there in the middle of the day. Mm. It's busy. You still have to wait to get on machines. You have to like do laps to find something that's open. Mm. It's awful. It's dirty. Everybody there looks like they're bad drivers. Mm. Like I'm talking like you got people that are fucking just tatted up.
Right.
Looking ratchet. You got the lash girls and.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's another thing going around on TikTok is that you have like people that are like servers. They say like when the group of lashes comes by and you see how much they tipped you and the guy's looking at it, it's like he's shaking his head because clearly it's
right.
Not a lot. Yeah.
No, not a lot at all.
So, yeah, LA Fitness, not my crowd, and it's also too much crowd. Honestly, though, I did a one-day free trial at Planet Fitness.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew you were going to say it.
Dude.
But there's no equipment. It's like, I mean, going from the University of Iowa.
Rec Center. That one is.
Oh, God. I mean, fuck. I mean, we paid it with our tuition. Like, it was only like, what, $150 a semester or whatever, something like that, or 200.
Which
is way fucking worth it. Like it was so great. And then I went to a Planet Fitness moving back here, and it's like, man, this fucking sucks. But they're just the machines. They don't have like a lot of good. You know, they have like free weights, but like they have like no actual like good like Smith's machines, right?
Smith machines. There's no free weight benches or squat racks. It's all just Smith machines.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So Planet Fitness, for the cost, you can't beat it.
Oh, yeah, no. There's, for what, $10 a month or whatever?
It's $10 a month, or you do $25 a month. You have access
for
massage, for tanning for access to any location. That's still a good deal.
You get
deal.
Like a discount on their fucking shakes or whatever that are super fucking unhealthy for you. But
that's still a good deal. The economics of Planet Fitness are, there's no gym that beats it.
And you know, it's funny though, because you can, and I'm guilty of it, hands down. I let that bitch just charge monthly for 6 months without hitting it. You know, just like, because it's so cheap, you're like, I don't feel so bad. Well, like, I don't feel so bad about hitting the gym because I'm only losing $10 a month or 25 at most or whatever.
Well, that's another thing.
Oh.
So Planet Fitness.
Okay.
It's no secret. The ideal Planet Fitness demographic is people who don't take lifting and exercise super seriously.
Because then they'll just milk the charges from them.
So, yes, like the model of Planet Fitness literally caters to people that pay for it and don't utilize it.
Wild.
Well, cause
I'm just
back before I started working out. This was like a few years ago. They're their marketing is like phenomenal. How basically like you don't want people that grunt, that clank weights, because like if you don't weightlift, it is kind of intimidating.
Yeah, the no intimidation zone.
You think that people that are big into weightlifting are going to be like, this guy's a fucking pussy.
Right.
And that's not the case at all.
No.
But it's definitely a thing that people are concerned about that with how much they're lifting, how they look. So Planet Fitness, like their marketing towards that, phenomenal. And then like as I said, you can't beat the economics. I was honestly surprised. I expected it to be just like a shithole gym. Everything was like kind of clean. Like organized.
Oh yeah, no, it is. It is super clean. I think it depends too where you go.
The equipment was also like in good shape too.
But that's that's the real. It's a real quick kicker. I think location matters because I've seen a Planet Fitness on a shadier side of town, and I've gone in it. It doesn't have like everything, and it's kind of questionable. And then you go to like a super nice area with a Planet Fitness. I think it makes a difference. It really does.
Anyways, I think I'm going to try Planet Fitness for a month.
Okay.
And see where it goes, but
that's the end of the conspiracy corner. I love that. It's like a Twilight Zone type of vibe. I really enjoy that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Right, yeah. Very good. Yeah, no, so, man. Well, we've been on it like an hour now. We're doing good.
Has it been an hour?
Coming up here in like the next 10.
Wow.
Roughly-ish, I think so. Nothing on there, is there?
Nothing on there.
Nothing on there. Actually, oh shit, we're not recording at all. We've just been talking to ourselves for the last hour.
Perfect. No turtles today.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You know what I'm talking about then. All right.
It's cold here though compared to Florida.
Yeah. I mean, no humidity right now, huh? How about that?
No. Honestly, like you. Oh, you should have come down to visit for the concert.
I know. Well, life. Oh, is this jobs? Getting a job and then it's like, you know what? You can't fucking leave. It's like, all right. Well, I can't quit now. So.
Yeah. So, in case anybody needs an update. Who's been listening loyally for the last couple of months. Daddy Roe here is one of the individuals that was supposed to come down for the weekend concert back at that first week in August and bailed. Last minute.
It's like a boo. Is it like a boo? Like a... Putting me on the spot.
As I told
you... Pool man bailed too. just gonna.
As I told you yesterday at dinner, we were fucking pissed. Like,
well,
that we,
you know, like life happens. You can't.
We're doing this here. We're hanging out. As I said, obviously we're good. We are good. But at that moment, like,
are we though, bitch?
We're men, so we think with logic. Logically, yeah. Yes, as I said, we're good. But I need to be felt right now. Okay? I'm trying to be felt right now. We were fucking pissed.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I get it. You just can't. You can't. Why do those look so fucking weird from here? Hang on. Look at this. If you're watching on the OnlyFans right now.
That phone tripod.
This looks like a thing of fucking beads.
That's what
does it not? Yep. You guys see that right there? That's for pay your dues after dark only. No, but for real though, on a serious note. No, you know, life gets busy and I just can't, you know, you can't help it. You can't help how things change, you know, take a job, told them about it and they're like, yeah, okay. And then just how shit happens. You can't handle the truth sometimes.
You can't handle the truth.
Right.
It's just unfortunate because we were planning that for like a year.
Yeah, I know. But you know what you can't plan for is a job. And you know what you can't plan for is kids. That's right. I have a kid, everybody.
You can... you can plan...
more like... Yeah, me having a kid is not a fantasy.
You can plan for kids with the help of Planned Parenthood. Yes.
That one made me cough. That made me laugh so hard to start coughing.
That's why it's called Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood. Ding, dink. That's right. Planned. Planned Parenthood. So let's talk. We're not having the abortion talk at all. All right, enough of that.
Yeah, so anyways, this, as I said, this guy, as I said, this is Daddy Roe. He, in fact, did fight Wade.
Oh, you just had to. Daddy Roe v. Wade. Ah, damn. Been waiting for that this whole time. This whole time.
Oh, you got me crying laughing right now. So your girlfriend, I was like,
Whoa, easy on the titles. No, I'm just kidding.
You've said it a few times tonight already, so I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah, it is.
So we were at Exile Brewery last time that I was here during the 4th of July weekend.
Oh, yeah. And
I don't remember exactly what.
Friends of us. Their parents were there.
Yes.
Yes, I do remember. Okay.
It was like a third of us old folks, and then two-thirds people our age, the Des Moines crew.
Right. Des Moines crew.
Most of the Des Moines crews, others were in other places. I don't remember what the joke was, but there was something that you said along the lines of, aha, abortion's always an option. Oh, after this ruling last week, never mind.
And then
I followed up and I pointed at you and I was like, hey, I see Roe, but where's Wade?
Right.
And then the whole table was just cracking up laughing. Right.
Was that really like after that?
This was like a week after that.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot. That was earlier in the summer then, huh?
Yeah. I remember so-and-so's mom, like when she got done like laughing right there, she was like, that was a bad day. And I was like, yeah, it was just a joke. But
Well, everybody loves to get offended. So,
but was that a good joke though at the time?
No, it's a great joke. I know that it was hilarious.
I know that your girlfriend is in favor of not what the ruling came out to.
Right.
But what I was thinking was that if anything, the delivery of how I said it was what made it funny.
Oh, that's what makes it funny. You have to be able to joke about circumstances, whether it's shitty for you or not. That's just that's how life is.
Because
it's great for me as a fucking man, but like for you, I'm just kidding. No, regardless of what power situation you're in, it's always great to joke about things.
It's the delivery of it.
Absolutely.
And
it was fantastic. It was great. It was great. You know, it's funny. You should have responded to so-and-so's mom and been like, well, you don't really have to worry because I doubt you can get fucking pregnant. We need a boo option. That's what we need. Yeah, that works. That works. That works.
No, awkward.
Yeah. I mean, it's not being rude. It's being realistic, right? I mean, fuck. You're not going to have kids at that age, so... You know, it is what it is.
So, speaking of having kids at old age, so nursing homes apparently have super high STD rates.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I remember hearing that back in like the early part of the pandemic when people were talking about all these nursing homes, everybody's going to die and stuff, you know. Granted, that's pretty fair. And then I remember hearing a weird fact like that. Like, yeah, the STD rate is super high in nursing homes.
So do you think that because at that point, like...
Old people fuck, bro.
No, so because they're old, they can't really, like, foster a child within themselves. Do you think that those old guys are just busting all up in...
Oh, they're cream pieing for sure. Like, a good, like, $12.99 deal at Perkins, you know? Like, that's... That's what I'm. All right. God, I'm just loaded to bear tonight. Fuck. Yeah, no, like for sure. I bet they're fucking. Well, because at that point, they're way past. Those women are past menopause and shit. They can't get pregnant. Like it's a for sure thing. For sure thing. You know. Do you think they take those dentures out? Do you think they're just getting some gum in action? Like, oh yeah, fuck it. You ever see? You know what that's from? That reminds me of what's that fucking movie with Jim Carrey? The Yes Man. Where he says like yes to things, you know, and he has to like go around and say yes to things to like change his life is the motto. And his like he helps out his like neighbor lady who's super old, and then she like, oh, I gotta repay you somehow, and takes out her dentures and blows him. That's where I got that from.
I have not seen that movie.
Great movie. Fantastic movie.
So you're thinking these old guys are just
busting a fat fucking nut.
Not pulling out.
Oh yeah. Oh. I mean, would you?
Honestly, out of habit, probably. I would try to at least.
Well, that's where we're different, because I don't pull out.
If I was that old, though, the thing is, are they physically capable of pulling out?
That's a good point.
That's I don't know if they're physically.
You think they soak like Mormons? You think they're just, you think they're just like.
The thing is it even soaking? Because like if they're old, there's like the joke that's like, oh, they're dried up.
Well, if they're in the nursing home, they're soaking, and then like the CNAs and the nursing aides are like jumping on the bed for them to get it going. Jesus Christ.
The nursing
That's a visual I did not fucking need at
the
all.
Nursing home people are under the bed just pumping it.
Just moving it. Just like kicking it up. They're like turtled, like pushing it. Just like
on their back.
Just all right, get it, Ethel. Oh fuck. There you go, Jerry.
I hope I don't end up in a nursing home one day.
Fuck no. Put me out. I did.
The thing is, like, if you're in a nursing home, I mean, obviously, like, you don't need to, like, give a fuck, though. But, like, if you're fucking around, just, like, fucking everything. That's why STDs are probably, like, so prominent in them, is because when you're that old, if you catch something, why the fuck does it matter?
You know, the thing, it's, now that I'm thinking more about that factoid, if we want to call it that. It's, how do you get an STD, though, if it's a contained area of, like, people that probably have been treated with antibiotics for other things, right, because they're old? Like, how would they catch STDs? That's an outside source fucking bringing that in. Yeah. Right? That's a whole other conversation we're not going to go into. But.
Or there's just one person that goes into the nursing home that just has a fucking history. And they just start running it in Shady Oaks or
Shady Oaks. Where is that from? I know that from somewhere.
I think it's from SpongeBob.
Yeah, maybe. It is from SpongeBob. That's what I was about to say. It was on the tip of my tongue. That's funny.
Ah, damn. Wow.
It's been a year.
It's honestly, I don't even know what else to say. It's how, what time is it?
We're at tap this for the. That was me tapping my watch, you know, trying to be all cool. We are 10. God, I can't fucking see. 10 till 3?
It's almost 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's almost 3 a.m. Okay.
Well, I think I've said what I need to say.
Now you want to speed it up. Well, we didn't start set up till like a quarter till 2. That's why I said it's only been an hour.
Is there anything that you want to say or talk about?
No. You know, I'm here to push my book deal. It's coming out. You know, I've got a book going with Harper's publisher, and we're going to be on Amazon, and it's about breast milk. So please check it out. No, I don't. It feels like one of those like, hey, thanks for coming to my show. You want to push your product or whatever? No, I don't have anything. It's just good to see you, buddy. Like it's been a while.
It's good to be back. You know, Florida's nice, but not right now because of this hurricane. But
yeah,
well, it's
if there's anything, get on the OnlyFans, get on the TikTok. Yeah, this man is a TikTok fucking god. Get on there and follow the shit. It's good shit.
Seriously. You have, in fact, made it to this point in the episode, just know that I do appreciate you listening, subscribing everywhere, all across the world, all across the country. Always pay your own dues by going to the OnlyFans for exclusive access to that visual podcast. And the same goes as usual to pay your dues and pound
your brews. Cheers. That's a wrap.
Ah, that's a wrap.
Oh, that was good. I'm tired. Holy shit. I didn't think-